Because it's like, I guess the devil gets in there and tries to ruin it for you. And last night, I just felt so lonely, you know. I don't know where it came up, but it just reminded me a lot, you know, of the hurt of my life, feeling alone. And I just thought, you know, what's going to finally penetrate in there, into my heart, and get it through to me that I'm not alone? And, you know, I might just lack faith or whatever. I'm sure I do. I'll just keep trying. But because of that, my favorite passage in the Bible is John 17. And in John 17, Jesus says some amazing things. And the reason why it's so amazing is because it's the only time in the whole Bible where we hear Jesus praying to his Father. And we get to hear, like, right in on the action, and he prays out loud for us. And so we hear the very heart of God, what the Son says to his Father. And what he says is very interesting. And this will tell you why I am a hardcore idealist in life, so you can understand me. And that is, Jesus says this. He lifts up his eyes to heaven, and he says to his Father, he says, "Father, I just want them to be one as we are one." And he says, "I'm saying these words out loud because I want my joy to be in them." And he goes on to say that these are one of the ways that the world will know that he was sent from the Father. And I take that to mean this. Jesus is asking us to do the impossible. He's asking us to get along. Because I didn't choose you guys, or you girls. Right? They say that's why we all leave our family, right? So we can find people that are like us and get along. But the truth is, you are my family. And for me, that is my greatest joy. Because I know that when I'm afraid that I'm going to screw up and you're going to leave me, that Jesus is praying for me. And he's praying for you that we can work it out. Because he wants me to feel the joy that he's felt from all eternity, of the love from his Father that will never perish, it will never fade, it will never go away. And that when things get really tough and we have something between us that we can't overcome because it's too big for us, that we have a secret gift and a sacred gift given by Jesus. And it's this, it's called forgiveness. And I just encourage you that if you have anything against somebody else, that you would take up that gift. Because Jesus is praying for you. The Father is praying for you. Because the greatest desire of God is that we would be one. And there's no better joy than that. Because this is what makes it worthwhile to come to church. Because I get to see you guys. Because sometimes I don't like the music, or usually when I'm preaching, I don't like the sermon, you know, and these things go on. But I come to see you guys because you're my family, and you remind me that I won't be alone, because I'll get to have you. And Jesus broke his body for this, to make us one, because he said, "I'm going to do the impossible. I'm going to show a world that doesn't know relationship and doesn't know things that last. I'm going to show them that it can last because I'm going to make a people who will fight for it." And he poured out his blood, the blood of his own life, to fill us with his kind of life, a life that is willing to bleed for somebody else, a life that will bind itself to somebody else and say, "I know that you are not from the same bloodstream as me." But that he will break down every barrier that divides. That he would give his own self to pull us together. That's joy. That's joy. That's the very own joy from the heart of Jesus. God, make us a people that can do the impossible. Make us a people that can show the world and those brokenhearted people in Grand Prairie that there is forgiveness, that there is life beyond brokenness, and that there's a love that always believes, that always endures, and a love that never fails. God, may we experience your joy even today. Amen.